Good afternoon, everybody. This is First Warren Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. A beautiful afternoon out there. A little bit chilly. Temperatures, for the most part, have been in the upper 40s to low 50s. We've got a cold front that's over the Ohio Valley right now. This is your typical Alberta Clipper. It's a fast-moving cold front that originates up in Alberta, Canada. They tend to sweep across the Midwest with a quick burst of 1 to 3 inches of snow, windy conditions, but the bigger story for everybody, including the Carolinas, will be a reinforcing shot of some cold air coming in on the backside. Now, this will produce some clouds today and tonight. We're not talking about mostly cloudy skies, but I would not anticipate mostly sunny skies through the afternoon, and overnight tonight we actually could see a few clouds from time to time. Today, though, temperatures will be pretty mild for this time of year, about 55 degrees under partly sunny skies. Tonight, breezy, a few clouds, temperatures falling back to about 32, still pretty chilly. For the weekend, though, that front will push east, and that'll set the stage for some cool temperatures. For Saturday, highs will barely get back to about 51 under sunny skies. And for Sunday, got a home Panthers game down at Bank of America Stadium. We'll see mostly sunny skies, but a few more clouds and highs, probably struggling to get out of the 40s. We're probably talking highs about 48 degrees. We'll be keeping an eye on the rest of the weekend forecast and a little sneak peek to next weekend. It's still a week away. I even hate talking about it, but we're into December now, and a lot of folks getting excited about when is our first chance of snow going to occur. Well, there's a chance next weekend. At least the pattern looks favorable for a couple of systems to at least kind of line up with the cold air and enough moisture. We could see some winter weather. The first time that we've seen this kind of pattern set up this season. So take it for what it's worth. It's really no guarantee, but something to keep an eye on as we go to next weekend. Hope you're having a great Friday and a great weekend ahead. I'll see you today starting at 4, 5, and 6 on News Channel 36.